But this matter now, he said, you're carnal and walk as men. And if you're born again, Jesus said, you must be born again. And he said several things. Except you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And he said, except you be born of water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. He said, for that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Amen. When I was born of my mother, I was born flesh, I was born human nature, and I was also born because of Adam's transgression. I was born with sin in my human nature. I've quit using the term sin nature because I look in the Bible, sin nature is never mentioned in the Bible. But sin polluted and contaminated and controlled and made a slave of the human nature of man when it entered through Adam's transgression. And when he takes sin away, we still have our human nature. But when we're born of God, we're also partaker of a divine nature. And we are spirit. We're born of the Spirit. We are spirit. Praise God. We are spirit. And then, according to the promise in Ezekiel 36, where he said, I'll give you a new heart and a new spirit. I'll take your heart of stone out. And I'll give you a heart of flesh. And then I'll put my spirit in you, which is the Holy Ghost. That's all prophesied back in the 36th chapter of Ezekiel. And he said, I don't do it for your sake. I do it for my holy name's sake. I do this. But I'm going to give you a new heart. I'm going to cleanse you first. Sprinkle you from all your idols, your uncleanness, you shall be clean. I'm going to put a new heart in you, put a new spirit in you. I'll put my spirit in you. You shall keep my statutes and do my judgments. And he's talking about a new birth, and he's talking about a baptism with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praise God. He's talking about receiving Christ, and he's talking about receiving the Holy Ghost. And really, we've believed it's one and the same for too long. Romans 8 and 10, you touched on it. If Christ be in you, the body's dead because of sin, but the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. That's Christ in you. But in the Spirit of He that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you. He that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. Your mortal bodies. We're not talking about the resurrection at the end of the age. We're talking about the temple of the Holy Ghost that for too long has been the office of the human nature to be in charge of our walk.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
But our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost comes in and quickens the body so that these hands can do the works of God, so that these lips can speak spirit and life. The Holy Ghost comes in and quickens the mortal body for the work of God. Hallelujah. It's the blood that's sanctified. It's the cross that's crucified. It's the, we're born again of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of the Father fills us.
Hallelujah.
In Galatians 4, 6, he uses this term about receiving Christ. He said, because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father, 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 Father. Let me tell you something. Every person that's ever been born of God comes out of that spiritual womb crying, Father, 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 Father. Yearning for the fullness of the Spirit of God. Yearning for the Spirit of the Father. Praise God. The Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of the Son dwells in us, works in us. But He is crying for the Father, the Spirit of the Father to come. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We can't make that happen. That baby, I don't want to be offensive nowhere, but there's one thing that baby when it comes out of the womb is looking for. And you know what it is? It's a nipple. Nobody's out ever told that baby what a nipple is. Never told that baby where to find a nipple. But believe me, that baby finds a nipple. And he begins to eat. And he begins to grow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. That's the very nature of that baby. He knows there's something I need. I've got to have. I'm not going to survive if I don't find this that I've got to have. Praise God. Amen. And every person born of God the Spirit and the Son within them is crying, Father, 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 I want all that you are, all that you have, your fullness, your Spirit, your presence. I hunger and thirst after you. I cannot be satisfied without you. Praise God, I'm born of the Spirit. Christ is in me, but He is crying for the Father, for the Spirit of the Father to come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Precious Savior. We can't make ourselves hungry and thirsty if we're not hungry and thirsty. But praise God, you're born that way. Hungry and thirsty for righteousness. Glory to God. This Corinthian church, they're carnal. Now, if you cannot speak to them as spiritual but as under carnal, there's one of two reasons. Either the church is carnal, or the preacher's carnal. The carnal preacher cannot speak to the spiritual. If they do, they're deaf to the spiritual. Listen to me. The carnal preacher tries to speak to the spiritual, and the spiritual will die because the spiritual cannot be fed by the carnal. But the other reason, and that's the case here at Corinth, is that the church is carnal. Paul is spiritual. The church is carnal. Now, Paul to Ephesus, I write to the saints at Ephesus, and you read the book of Ephesians. It's spiritual. It's food. It's meat. It's drink. It's life. Words of spirit and life. And we'll come to those later. But what is his message to the Corinthians? For it's commonly reported that there's fornication among you. Fornication so is not even mentioned among the heathen that one should have his father's wife. Reproof. The next chapter. Dare ye any of you go to law one against another? But again, reproof! Because they're suing each other at law and seeking personal gain, you know, at the expense of another within the church. Why don't you suffer yourselves to be defrauded rather than go to court and sue one another? And then you go on to a next chapter and he reproves them for the supper, the what we would call the sacraments or the communion service or what. And he said, you're treating it like a party. You're feasting, you're getting drunk, you're surfeiting, and others have nothing to eat, and this is what you're doing. And it's reproved to them, and you come down even to the 12th chapter. Not have you ignorant concerning spiritual gifts. And even in the spiritual gifts, he has to reprove them because of their abuses and their ignorance of the things of the Spirit. They think they're spiritual, but they're very carnal. They're very carnal, and they think they're spiritual.
Amen.
I couldn't speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, because whereas there's divisions and envies and strife, are you not carnal? And the definition, you walk as men.